Well, let's start with how was the approach made to you? Because this is not a traditional concert tour where you go and stay in a very expensive hotel. You show up at the hall.
We don't.
Oh, well, you, I think you may get to... I don't know if you, that was in the rider. It's actually youth hostels you're staying in.
Really the small print.
But the typical tour is hotel, hall, maybe same hall the next night, but generally onto the next hall. And contrary to what people would think, you don't get to see very much of the country. It's hall, hotel, hall, hotel. Mm. That's not the case with this latest approach to going overseas that the Philadelphia Orchestra has. How was it explained to you and why did you agree to take it on?
There are two questions there. How is it explained to me? Perhaps I should back up. And I was approached by the orchestra, would I be interested in going to China with the Philadelphia Orchestra? And I have, over a number of concerts here, experienced this great orchestra at work. And for me, it is a great pleasure and privilege to be at their helm. When I was asked if I'd be interested in taking the orchestra on tour, of course, I was thrilled. And where I could, I mean, looking at my schedule, it was asked far enough in advance that I could, if I needed to clear anything, I could. Secondly, how was it explained to me? Well, I actually happened to be in San Francisco when the Philadelphia Orchestra had just returned from China with Maestro Charles Dutoit. They were giving a concert at the Davis Hall in San Francisco, and I met with Alison Dogamore, and Jeremy Rothman, and a couple of other gentlemen who were specifically responsible for setting up this 40th anniversary tour. And we sat in an expensive hotel and spent an afternoon looking at what this would entail. And
this was fresh in their minds. They'd just gone and done this first attempt at this different kind of overseas experience.
Yes, and had come back with great excitement and felt that this had been something of a pilot project, and let's flesh this out a little. Let's do perhaps more concerts or be there longer. And it became very apparent to me that this was not, as you say, not just some, well, let's do six concerts and fly in and fly out. This had to do with a community outreach, that this had to do with engaging young musicians in China, a youth orchestra, perhaps performing Chinese music. In other words, really, sort of coming down, there's no altar rail, the Philadelphia Orchestra, just listen to us, but don't touch us.
You're integrating yourself into the Chinese community, into the very cities that you're visiting.
Absolutely, and it was made very clear to me that the Philadelphia, while there are many, many orchestras and opera companies that today go to China, that the Philadelphia has a brand like no other, in that it broke ground with the visit back in 1973. Therefore, it was in that I am, as a conductor, but also as a performing musician, that is to say, I still play a lot of piano. I love the ability as a musician to take part in residencies, to meet these young musicians. Whether it's in the summer festival that I run in the Grand Tetons, there too we have community outreach programs, and I'm very involved in planning that. And so I think this is certainly one of the most exciting aspects of it, besides performing with the Philadelphia Orchestra. And very excited. I'm thrilled to be going. I've never been to China. This is my maiden voyage.
Have you had conversations with, because there are still, I think, three or four of members of this orchestra who were there the first time in 1973, mm-hmm. and who've been back four, five, six times. Have you been having any conversations with those musicians or any of the other musicians who've done the Chinese thing, many things, or experience with the dynamics of interacting with the Chinese audience, and indeed in this instance, interacting directly with the Chinese community?
No. I haven't really. It's not that I've made a point of not speaking with them. Then again, I would love to be able to make my own mind up and make my take away impressions. But I do know that I sense once again the excitement of this orchestra, within the orchestra, of returning there. And I'm here because I will never take this for granted. I have this relationship with the orchestra. And our relationship now goes to China, as the Philadelphia has over the years built up a relationship there too. But
you also take with you, as we began this interview, this idea of what you do in Berlin, that you are in a position where you can look at musicians, look at singers, and have a real sense of where they are in their progress. Mm-hmm. And you also have the experience of having done this in multiple languages, sometimes I'm guessing in languages that you have no knowledge of. So you're coming to this very well armed. I mean, you're not somebody who goes and conducts a concert. That's not your MO. That's not what you do for a living. You're not somebody who is strictly rehearsal, conduct, rehearsal, conduct.
I would say that my philosophy, I wouldn't say my philosophy as a conductor, is that ultimately I make no sound at all. So what am I there for? I'm there to facilitate. I'm there to encourage, to inspire. I'm something of a sound engineer where, assuming the orchestra is great, it's good, it's great, that things will come together by themselves, then I'm there to look for the nuances. Then again, it may be a piece that is not well known by an orchestra, and then basically I feel I'm there to give everybody the big picture and perhaps explain what the context is. This is a cog within a cog within a cog, and this is how big this wheel is. And that is my role. But ultimately, I can only be effective if those who are working with me have the trust and the respect. Respect for me and trust me to take them on this musical journey, for want of a better expression. That's something that drives me, and that is something where this trip, this tour to China, once again, it's the relationship with the orchestra, it's the relationship, this ongoing relationship that matters.
And then finally, in terms of the concerts you're going to play there, does it matter what country you're in terms of repertoire selection? Or what were the conversations about what the concerts were going to present?
I know that there was a great interest shown from the Chinese side for a certain repertoire with which one associates the Philadelphia Orchestra. There most certainly had to be some late Romantic repertoire. When I say late Romantic, the end of the 19th century, the Philadelphia sound, which I grew up as a young boy at home with my LPs in Edinburgh, was well known to me. There is a certain repertoire, if you like, that one can show off that remarkable sound. It was purely by consensus. Suggestions were made. Of course, the performing venues have other visiting orchestras and are obviously very careful that there's no duplication or that certain works are appearing three times in a year. So yes, it was all really by consensus. I think the repertoire we're taking there covers a great deal of ground, and it will display this great orchestra in a quite glorious way.
In a sense, almost getting to take a Ferrari around Modena to take the Philadelphia Orchestra out of town and have them play what they really are well known for.
Well, yes, and we, it was ultimately ambassadors, political ambassadors who broke the ground back then in 1972-73 under President Nixon. And in that sense, we, through our music, are also ambassadors. And what are we ambassadors for? Well, we're ambassadors certainly for quote-unquote Western music, but I think we're also ambassadors in a far bigger sense, that through this music that has made such a difference to us, I think through our music, one can only aspire for the harmony between different cultures, different civilizations. And I think anybody, any musician, any composer, it's deeply felt. But I know no music that is not there to reach out and remind us all of our common humanity.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.